Well, first, my grandmother had a vat that they put wood ashes in. That, and with a receptacle where it came out, it's lye, you know. And they also made lye soap out of that. But they would take this lye and a big pot of corn and put that lye in this pot of corn, and that would remove the husk from the grain, see. But after you got all the husks off of it, then you had to wash it because that lye was poison, see. And you had to wash that corn very thoroughly through several washings of clear water before you cooked it. Then you cooked it, and it was delicious. And that's the way they made hominy. And I knew grits. Now, a lot of people refer to grits as hominy. Hominy grits. Well, we never heard of such a thing. Grits was grits, and hominy was the whole grain. The whole grain, and with butter and salt and pepper, it was delicious. I did love the stuff.
And how were eggs cooked mostly?
Well, they had several ways of cooking. They scrambled them, boiled them, soft boiled them, and of course fried eggs. And
did you remember poached?
Poached eggs. Oh yeah, that's very common. Poached eggs, put them in boiling water. They put in a big skillet like that, the water would boil, and you break the egg in the skillet and poach it.
The inside of the egg would be known as...
The yolk.
They always said yolk. They never referred to the yolk as the yellow?
The kids are always yellow and the white.
The yellow and the white.
Yellow and the white. Yellow and the white. Yellow and the white, yeah.
You were mentioning... corn dumplings, and I don't believe the recorder was on when we were talking about that. Would you?
Cornmeal dumplings?
Yes.
Well, my grandmother would take a big iron pot, and generally with a hog jowl. I don't know why a hog jowl, but she generally used a hog jowl. And these corn dumplings, the secret was to keep the dumplings from disintegrating, just to hold together. And it was cooked in this pot after water got to boiling with the hog jowl, and then you drop these dumplings in. And as I say, a good cook's dumplings never separated. And it would be seasoned up good with salt and pepper and maybe a bitter onion. And I thought they were the best things in this world. They would hold together. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
Would you comment on other things that you made out of cornmeal?
Well, our favorite was, as we called them, batter cakes. Our favorite breakfast was stacks of batter cakes with we called it Louisiana molasses, ribbon cane molasses, and either fried ham or bacon out of the smokehouse or sausage, and of course coffee. But I used to think those hot cakes, the cook would keep constantly coming with them. The kitchen was next to the dining room, and he'd fast you to get him. Yes, you'd come with the fresh batch. Plenty of butter, hot cakes. I bet that cook would cook up 1,000 hot cakes every morning. Keep her trotting with hot cakes all the time. Whole cakes.
How about the difference between a hot cake and a whole cake?
Well, a whole cake was made on top of the stove with nothing but salt and meal and water. And my wife makes it all the time right here, right now. That's made on top of a stove. The word hoe cake, they used to make it on the hoe, on a metal hoe. That's where it got the term. But a hoe cake now is just a cake made with meal and water and salt and a little grease, bacon grease thing, on the top of the stove on a flat skillet. And by the way, we had some for dinner just the other day.
Right.
Yeah.
You said that you don't remember corn dodgers, right?
Well, they call cornmeal corn dodgers. Yeah, I remember that term very well. Corn dodgers.
Would that be something fried? Or?
No, it was just a smaller hoe cake. Instead of making one big cake, and making small pieces like that.
Mm-hmm. On the hush puppy?
Yeah.
Would that be the...
Yeah, we had hush puppies too.
The hush puppy is